Good morning. This is 90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah D'Elia. It's good to be king, but as John Archibald says, it's super to be superintendent. The salaries earned by superintendents versus teachers in Alabama is significant, to say the least. We take a look at those numbers and what it means for Alabama educators. Plus, is it fair to compare present-day Ferguson, Missouri to Birmingham, Alabama in the 1960s? We talk about these issues now with John Archibald. He's a columnist with the Alabama Media Group, and he joins us most Thursdays. John, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
So to start off, John, you looked into the salaries of superintendents in the state of Alabama. What did you find?
Well, there is, as you say, quite a bit of disparity. And it started, of course, because State Superintendent Tommy Bice just received a 26% raise, $52,000 worth, at a time when teachers across the state, and they got a 2% raise last year and then nothing else back to 2007, 2008. So you begin looking at that, you see, you know, golden parachutes to Jefferson County superintendent who did not work out, a golden parachute to a Vestavia Hill superintendent who did work out, but, you know, just got a little special treatment. And as teachers are kind of vilified across the state politically, you know, it really is just one of those things that doesn't add up.
What message does it send to parents and students that superintendents are paid significantly more than teachers?
Well, I think people expect them to be paid more, but the current rate and the way things are going, I mean, I don't know what message it sends the kids and the parents, but it sure sends a message to teachers that they are of little value, and even though they're where the rubber meets the road educationally, they're not really you know, getting any of the juice.
Well, being a superintendent surely does come with great amount of responsibilities, added stresses. Are their salaries justified in some ways?
Well, you know, in some ways they are. I mean, they are. Let me step back and be fair here a minute. They are the CEOs of these organizations. Some of them deal with huge amounts of money, building budgets, personnel, all those things. And it's normal that they be compensated fairly. It's just that it has, in a lot of places, it has no reflection really on the state of the school system, on the health, at least in terms of student population in the system. And it just seems to be on this hamster wheel that gets faster and faster.
Well, in your article, you say, quote, "It speaks to a culture that believes you prove your educational mettle with a high-priced general. It's easier than pay the soldiers." What's that culture? Describe it for us.
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, part of it is these golden parachutes. Whenever they're gone, they are treated extremely well. They receive large amounts of money. Anytime a system hires a superintendent, they pay more than they paid for their last superintendent. Often superintendents who are hired are unemployed in this superintendent pool, and they are paid more than they were paid in their last job. So as a matter of course, they just escalate and escalate while people complain and bicker about giving teachers any more money. And I think that's the culture that needs to be kind of kept in check.
Well, how long do you foresee Alabama following these salary disparities? Will we hit a breaking point?
Forever. Alabama is not alone in this by any means. I mean, there was a superintendent in Philadelphia not too long ago, a couple of years ago, I think, that was making $950,000 a year. So, I mean, we don't have the market on this. It's just, but that whole culture, as we talk about it, extends, sure does cross state lines.
Well, switching gears here, John, you also recently wrote about the violence in Ferguson, Missouri. Some are comparing that violence to the 1960s in Birmingham, Alabama. In your opinion, is that a fair comparison?
You know, I don't think there are civil rights elements of it. Let's be real. I don't think it compares precisely, but I think there are an awful lot of lessons that can be learned from Birmingham for those who are involved in Ferguson, and that's really what I've written about it bothered me when the police chief there really started talking about outside agitators, which is absolutely taken from the segregationist handbook in the South, that sort of language, and I think people need to be really, really careful to learn the lessons of nonviolence that Martin Luther King talked about here, and to not resort to the same arguments that the segregationists made here.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group, and you can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News and online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.